As you know, on this particular thoroughfare, we have something for all tastes. Serenade's Café Continental sits directly across the street from our Café Imperial, where the patrons prefer songs from our great Commonwealth family.
The Empire too, we can depend on you. Freedom remains, these are the chains nothing can break.
Let's start out with the land of my birth. A century ago, this was the biggest song ever to come out of Canada. The music is by Ernest Seitz from Hamilton, Ontario, and the words are by Gene Lockhart from London, Ontario. Mr. Seitz was the longtime principal at the Royal Conservatory of Music and a concert pianist who played with the Toronto Symphony. He retired from performing in 1945 and spent his last third of a century as president of the family car dealership in Toronto, which always makes me chuckle. Gene Lockhart, the lyricist, was a football player, Canadian football, that is, not what the North Americans call soccer. Gene Lockhart played for the Toronto Argonauts, and then he became an actor. In 1938, he was nominated for an Oscar as Best Supporting Actor to Charles Boyer and Hedy Lamarr in Algiers, which is a great film. Come with me to the Casbah and all that. You may also remember Gene Lockhart from A Christmas Carol, Miracle on 34th Street, Carousel, small roles in big films. But one day, in 1916, the automobile salesman come concert pianist and the Canadian football player come Oscar nominee came together to write this song. Les Paul and Mary Ford.
Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every rose is covered with dew. And while the world is waiting for the sunrise, my heart is calling.
Je chante encore, je chante toujours. Je vais heureuse à Montréal, c'est merveilleux. Mais il se fait tard ou plus tôt, il est tôt, la rue a mis son blanc tapis. J'avais ce matin, je n'avais remarqué combien la neige pouvait glisser. Ah, déjà 7 heures, bonjour facteur, bonjour laitier. Vous commencez votre journée, moi je vais me coucher. J'aime les nuits de Montréal, pour moi ça vaut la place Pigalle. Je ris, je chante, la vie m'enchante, il y a partout des refrains d'amour. Je chante encore, je chante toujours, et quand je vois naître le jour, aux petites heures vers ma demeure, je vais heureuse à Montréal, c'est merveilleux. Les bruits de la ville et le soleil m'éveillent, et je m'étire dans un soupir. Et de ma fenêtre j'aperçois la cohue dans les avenues et dans les rues. J'ai un blafard, un peu le cafard. Oui, mais ce soir, la nuit viendra tout renaître. J'aime les nuits de Montréal, pour moi ça vaut la place Pigalle. Je ris, je chante, la vie m'enchante, il y a partout des refrains d'amour. Je chante encore, je chante toujours, et quand je vois naître le jour, aux petites heures vers ma demeure, je vais heureuse à Montréal, à Montréal, à Montréal, c'est merveilleux.
Celebrating the senior dominion, as we used to say, in Serenade Radio's Café Imperial with Mark Stein. In English Canada, the world is waiting for the sunrise. In French Canada, the world is waiting for the Nights of Montreal, Les Nuits de Montréal, a song that captures all the vibrancy of Montreal nightlife in the middle years of the 20th century. It was way better than Paris, don't take my word for it. That song was written, words and music, by two bona fide Parisians, Émile Prudhomme and Jean Raffer. The great Quebec vedette sang it, Michel Richard, with a lovely arrangement for her by Peter Ranelot and Michel Desjardins. J'aime les nuits de Montréal, pour moi, ça vaut la place Pigalle. I love Montreal nights, to me, they're worth the Place Pigalle. High praise indeed. So how about a couple of Australian songs? This one is the most famous song ever to come out of Australia, but you've never heard it like this. Barry Humphries, Dame Edna, Sir Les Paterson, lui-même liked this version, but we had a little bit of a disagreement over it because he preferred this singer with a full orchestra, whereas I love him with just guitar. Here's Yves Montand.
Le vent du passé me murmure un conte effacé, éveillant mes amours fanés. Valse du souvenir, mélodie des désirs oubliés. Quand vous dansiez, Mathilda, pour moi, valsez Mathilda, valsez Mathilda, charmant fantôme de mes jours fleuris. tourbillon parfumé. En valsant, vous étiez si jolie. Quand vous dansiez, Mathilda, pour moi, vous étiez, hélas, jamais plus ne me reviendrez. Quand vous dansiez, Mathilda, pour moi.
George Wolno worked on High Street and lived on Manners. 52 years he sat on his veranda and made his saddles. And if you had questions about sheep or flowers or dogs, you just ask the saddler. He lived without sin. They're building a library for him. Time is a traveler, tenderfield saddler, turn your head. Ride again, jackaroo, think I see kangaroo up ahead. The son of George Wolno went off and got married and had a war baby. But something was wrong, and it's easier to drink than go crazy. And if there were questions about why the end was so sad, well, George had no answers about why a son ever has need of a gun. Time is a traveler, tenderfield saddler, turn your head. Ride again, jackaroo, think I see kangaroo up ahead. The grandson of George has been all around the world and lives no special place. Changed his last name and he married a girl with an interesting face. He'd almost forgotten them both, because in the life that he leads, there's nowhere for George and his library or the son with his gun to belong, except in this song. Time is a traveler, tenderfield saddler, turn your head. Ride again, jackaroo, think I see kangaroo up ahead. Oh, time is a meddler, tenderfield saddler, make your bed. Fly away, cockatoo, down on the ground, emu up ahead. Time is a tale teller, tenderfield saddler, turn your head. Ride again, jackaroo, think I see kangaroo up ahead. Oh, time is a tale teller, tenderfield saddler, make a bed.
Songs from the Lucky Country. First, Waltzing Matilda. You know, the famously impenetrable lyric by Banjo Patterson about the jolly swagman at the billabong under a coolabah tree waiting for his billy to boil, and singing about waltzing, i.e. hiking across the outback, with his belongings over his shoulder in a Matilda, a knapsack, a kit bag. But the French songwriter Francis Lamarck heard all that and thought, you know, this would make a really great song about waltzing a girl called Matilda. And Yves Montand does it justice. And then something a bit more conventionally Aussie, Tenterfield Sadler. Peter Allen was the fabulously camp entertainer who gave us When My Baby Smiles at Me, I Go to Rio de Janeiro, and also When You Get Caught Between the Moon and New York City from Arthur, starring his ex-wife Liza Minnelli. But that's a song closer to home, the story of three generations of his family, the father who shot himself and the grandfather who was the saddler in the small town of Tenterfield between Sydney and Brisbane. Oh, and Liza gets a reference too, the girl with an interesting face. Are you in the mood for a couple of Kiwi crackers? This is the most famous song ever to come out of New Zealand.
When we must say goodbye, soon you'll be sailing far across the sea. While you're away, remember me when you return. You'll find me waiting here.
Sunset glow fades in.
Down in their nest, soon all the world will be sleeping.
Sleeping
now is the hour when we must say.
having tears in your eyes as we fondly said our last goodbyes. And as I sail away with the longing to stay, I promise to be true and to love.
Celebrating His Majesty's Dominion of New Zealand in Serenade Radio's Cafe Imperial this week, and that is recognised as the first bona fide New Zealand pop record, the first to be written, sung, produced, recorded, released, and distributed by an all-Kiwi team. Ruru Karaitiana wrote it on a troop ship in 1940 while serving in the 28th Battalion, the Maori Battalion, en route to the war. And almost a decade later, Mr. Karaitiana's quintet backed Pixie Williams on that recording of it, Blue Smoke. Before that, Bing Crosby, Now Is the Hour, the Maori farewell song, which some say is actually a Swiss cradle song that the Daily Telegraph drama critic Clement Scott wrote up after hearing the tune on a holiday in New Zealand. On the other hand, there's a family in Australia that insists their bloke, Albert Saunders, wrote it under the pseudonym of Clement Scott, though it seems odd to me that one would pick as one's nom de plume the name of the Daily Telegraph drama critic. And the original Mr. Scott, unlike this Albert Saunders fellow, at least wrote other hit songs. This one was written with the composer Reginald de Koven in 1887, and for decades it was the American wedding song. Five generations of Americans got married to this song. This was really its last hurrah in our popular culture. Julie Andrews in the 1981 film S.O.B.
Oh, promise me that someday you and I will take our love together to some sky where we can be alone. Where those flowers grew, those first sweet violets of early spring, which come in whispers, thrill us both and sing of love unspeakable that is to be.
Andrews in her husband Blake Edwards' black comedy from 1981, SOB, and a song from almost a century earlier, 1887. Music by Reginald de Koven, lyrics by Daily Telegraph drama critic Clement Scott. Julie sang that enduring wedding song as a funeral song in the picture. How about something from Africa? Ilonka Belushka's dad was Hungarian, hence the name, but her mum was Afrikaans and she grew up in South Africa. And when she became a singer, she was billed as the voice of South Africa. When they stuck this number in front of her, she looked at the lyrics and decided it was the most stupid song she'd ever seen. But they made her do it anyway. Got to number one in the Netherlands.
Daar slaapt de leeuw vannacht. In de jungle, de trotse jungle, daar slaapt de leeuw vannacht. Yeah, 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 yeah. In het dorpje, het klein dorpje, daar slaapt de leeuw vannacht. In het dorpje, het stille dorpje, daar slaapt de leeuw vannacht. Yeah, Wimbledon. Yeah, 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 yeah,
Bimbo,
The Lion Sleeps Tonight, or Whim Away, but that's how it began at the studios of the Gallo Record Company in Johannesburg in 1939. Solomon Linder was the company's cleaner and helped pack the records, but he liked to sing on his weekends with his group, the Evening Birds, and that's their single of Mabubi, which means the lion in Zulu. It was the first South African record to sell 100,000 copies, and it's not just the name of a hit, but of an entire vocal style. The high-voiced lead over four-part bass-heavy harmony inspired so many imitators that they called the entire genre Mabube. It wasn't until the third take that Solomon Linder improvised those 15 notes down near the end. Years later, Pete Seeger misheard Uyimbube, he's a lion, and thought they were saying Wimaway. So the most famous Zulu word on the planet turns out to have been invented by a New Yorker. But Pete Seeger and his publisher decided to credit the song to Paul Campbell and Albert Stanton, both of which are pseudonyms, for, as it happens, Pete Seeger and his publisher. And they made a fortune. And then an entirely different team made an even bigger fortune when they moved that eight-bar phrase up to the front and made it "The Lion Sleeps Tonight." Meanwhile, the only guy who didn't make a fortune was the fellow who'd written it, Solomon Linder, who died in a shanty in Soweto, with dirt floors covered in cow dung, and leaving a widow who couldn't even afford a headstone for his grave. And the only reason this appalling injustice was corrected was because the song ended up in The Lion King, and Disney told Solomon Linder's heirs to take a hike, at which point they noticed a significant difference between US and Commonwealth copyright law, which meant that while Disney could continue enriching themselves off Solomon Linder's talents in the US, they would have been unable to show the film in Britain, Canada, Australia, South Africa, India, and indeed much of Europe. And at that point, the mouse folded. In 2006, too late for poor Mr. Linder, ripped off by everyone from Pete Seeger to Walt Disney. Just awful. Awful. Let's move on to the jewel in the crown, India. This is a poem by Lawrence Hope, which is a pseudonym for a lady called Violet Nicholson, and it was set to music in 1902 by Amy Woodford Findon. Mrs. Nicholson was born in Gloucestershire and Mrs. Woodford Findon was born in Chile. But as many people did, they both wound up in India. Amy Woodford Findon married a chap in the Bengal branch of the Indian Medical Service, and Mrs. Nicholson married a colonel in the 3rd Battalion, the Balak Regiment. Colonel Nicholson was prone to derring do. He liked to cross rivers by leaping from one crocodile's back to another, that sort of thing. She accompanied him through the livelier parts of Afghanistan by disguising herself as a Pathan boy. When he died during a medical operation in Madras, she was distraught and committed suicide by poison. Violet Nicholson was 39 and never knew that this song of hers would go around the empire and outlive her by three quarters of a century until it faded with so much of that world. I haven't heard it in a long time, and I have a yen to hear it today. Here's Patricia Hammond. Across the Shalimar and across a century in Serenade Radio's Café Imperial. Patricia Hammond, a Canadian mezzo-soprano in London, with Andrea Kamekova on piano and Matt Redman on zither banjo, just to give it a touch of vaguely Shalimar exoticism. Always prefer that song sung by a woman, and Miss Hammond is hard to beat. The Kashmiri Song of 1902. And then, from three quarters of a century later, and the picture, Shalimar, which remains the most expensive film ever made in India. Bollywood, but with a little touch of Hollywood, because Sir Rex Harrison is in it too. We heard the great Indian composer R.D. Burman's title theme, as arranged for a group called The Time Signature, under Anupam Gattak. Tell you what, Let's have another tune by Amy Woodford Findon, but this time from the Pakistani side of the subcontinental frontier. Of course, Pakistan didn't exist at the time Mrs. Woodford Findon was writing, but I like to think that her song cycle on Jhelum River follows the Jhelum River from India over into what's now Pakistan. The words are by Lieutenant Colonel Frederick John Fraser, an officer in the Indian Army Staff Corps with the 5th Bengal Infantry and 46th Punjabis. And this is my favourite of the songs because of its palpable air of menace. O bridegroom, I bear thee a gift. Mine arm is strong and my steel is bright, and my dagger is sure and swift. Michael Halliwell sings, "Will the Red Sun Never Set?"
Will the red sun never set? Daylight never die. I am mad with a wild regret. There is blood in the angry sky. I am mad with a wild regret. Mine errand is dark as the night. O bridegroom, I bear thee a gift. Mine errand is dark as the night. O bridegroom, I bear thee a gift. Mine arm is strong and my steel is bright, and my dagger is sure.
ख्यालों पे छाई है एक सूरत मतवाली सी, नाजुक सी शर्मीली सी, मासूम सी भोली भाली सी। रहती है वो दूर कहीं, अता पता मालूम नहीं। कोको कोरीना, कोको कोरीना, कोको कोरीना, कोको कोरीना। मेरे ख्यालों पे छाई है एक सूरत मतवाली सी, नाजुक सी शर्मीली सी, मासूम सी भोली भाली सी, रहती है वो दूर कहीं, अता पता मालूम नहीं। को दीना, को दीना, को दीना, को दीना। झील से कह दी आंखें जिसकी, फूल सा जिसका चेहरा, काली जुल्फे नागन बन कर देती है जिसपे पहरा। झील सी कह दी आंखें जिसकी, फूल सा जिसका चेहरा, काली जुल्फे नागन बन कर देती है जिसपे पहरा। तुम पूछोगे मुझसे दुनिया भर में कौन है ऐसा हसीन, मेरे ख्यालों पे छाई है एक सूरत मतवाली सी, नाजुक सी शर्मीली सी, मासूम सी भोली भाली सी, रहती है वो दूर कहीं पर अता पता मालूम नहीं। को दीना, को दीना, को दीना, को दीना।
In 7-8 Radio's Cafe Imperial this week, music from Pakistan. In fact, officially, that's the very first Pakistani pop record released by EMI Pakistan Limited in 1966. Music by Sohail Rana, words in Urdu by Masroor Anwar, as sung by Ahmed Rushdie in the film Arman. Before that, Michael Halliwell with David Miller at the piano, and the third of Amy Woodford Findon's setting of poems by Frederick John Fraser, in the song cycle On Jhelum River, a song full of menace. Thou hast purchased thee a maid, but the maid shall ne'er be wife till her lover in full be paid with thy life, poor fool. Okay, enough of that. Are you familiar with the burgers? Not a quarter pounder with cheese, but a particular socio-economic Eurasian community in Sri Lanka. The burgers is the name for a group descended from the Portuguese traders who arrived in Ceylon in 1505, and then from agents of the Dutch East India Company who showed up a century or so later. And some of them intermarried with the Sinhalese, and some of them intermarried with the English and Scottish and Irish. And here we are, half a millennium later. And among those Ceylonese burghers were Justin and Joan Potgar of Colombo, the capital city. And in 1941, Mrs. Potgar gave birth to a son, Keith. And eventually, young Keith wound up in Melbourne, where he became one quarter of the Seekers. When he wrote this song, I wonder if he wasn't feeling the call of his native song. Every road leads back to Colombo, to Sri Lanka.
The crazy dream and Papa's old guitar. And I made a promise then I would not come back again till I proved that I could be a country star. Different. song that I'd sing on your radio back home. But I'm playing one night stands with nowhere to be found, and that crazy dream's the only thing I own.
Oh, no matter what I do, every road leads back to you. Every move I make just seems to take me nearer to you. Makes no difference how I try, my heart just can't say goodbye. No matter what I do, each road leads back to you.
Serenades Cafe Imperial, getting a little Sri Lankan with Les Baxter's Orchestra and Pearls of Ceylon, as we used to call Sri Lanka. And before that, Colombo Boy, Keith Potko with The Seekers, and a song he wrote with the irrepressible Barry Mason of Delilah and The Last Waltz fame. Every Road Leads Back to You is a Seekers record, but from the post-Judith Durham period, so with Louisa whistling on vocals. Would love to have heard it in Judith's voice. We can't have a 2024 Cafe Imperial New Year sampler without swinging by Samoa, scene of this year's Commonwealth Conference. I love Samoa, and I love this song, because it's one of those titles that
got me interested in songs before I'd even heard a note of the music or a word of the lyric, other than the title. When I was 12 or so, I was reading a book, and it happened to mention an old pop song from the 30s. I'd like to see Samoa of Samoa. And I thought, that's brilliant. Imagine having a mind that lets you have that much fun with language. Here's New Zealand's great Polynesian pop star, Miss Daphne Walker.
I would like to see Samoa of Samoa, where the moon, the nuku, and maybe the aloha too. I would like to write a song about Samoa, with aloha to rhyme it and picture the climate drifting by. In all my dreams I see a vision of the moonlit tropical shore. With her hair so black, hanging down her back. Now I'd like to see Samoa of Samoa. And I would go there tomorrow, if only I knew just where it was.
Thank you. islands fringed with golden coral shores. Happy children singing under the stars. That's the lure of Samoa. Samoa.
Serenades Cafe Imperial salutes Samoa. I wonder if His Majesty the King and newly installed High Chief of Samoa were singing that first song as the Commonwealth Conference wrapped up. I'd like to see Samoa of Samoa, written in 1937. I'll bet his grandmother knew that number. And I would go there tomorrow if only I knew just where it was. That's the ultimate wrap-up of a Tin Pan Alley place song, when you think about it. Music by Harold Spina. He wrote My Very Good Friend the Milkman, and It's So Nice to Have a Man Around the House. Words by Walter Bullock, who didn't really have any other hits, but I liked his song titles, The You and Me That Used to Be, and Where Do I Go From You? And he wrote screenplays for films like The I Don't Care Girl, and he made a single. On the A side, he sang I'm Satisfied With My Girl, which makes True Love sound like a customer relations survey. And on the B side, he warbled He-Man Chew Tobacco. It was sung by Dear Daphne Walker, who turned 94 earlier this year. And then after that, the Yandel sisters, who back in the 70s were like a Samoan Andrews sisters, Caroline, Adele and Mary, a fourth sister, Pauline, later joined the group. And that was a big song for them. Silken Colours of the Sunrise, Balmy Breezes at High Noon, The Lure of Samoa by Fuimano Dan Phineas. You'll notice the first song uses the old tourist pronunciation of Samoa, and the second uses the preferred native pronunciation, Samoa. So the first song should be I'd Like to See Samoa of Samoa, which somehow drains a lot of the fun out of it. Since we're closing out the year, back to my homeland. This is not a Canadian composition, but it was a Canadian who, more than any other, spread it beyond its original Scots fan base and made it de rigueur at the stroke of midnight. He played it every New Year's Eve on the air for just shy of half a century. With Auld Lang Syne. This is Auld Lang Syne, a very non-royal Canadian, wishing you a happy new year. See you in 2025.